Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Known across the state as the king of recruiting. He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the Buzz. From hogsports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Baz. How are y'all?
How about that talented Roger Scott song
man,
after
beautiful.
Song? I know.
I'll tell you what, it brought a tear to my eye. I'm not
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Daniel.
How you been, man? Did you enjoy your weekend getaway last weekend?
I did, buddy. I appreciate that. I took the girls, and we just got away for the weekend. So
I don't blame you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that was good. Recruiting's been slow, Baz. I know you know that.
Yeah.
I'm not breaking any news here. It's going to pick up. Obviously, we're probably, I don't know what you reckon, about a month out.
Yeah.
They'll get a new coach in there, and we'll get right to it, man. So it's going to pick up, but we do have a few notes to go over this week if you want to.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago to where I don't know how you do any recruiting right now because the people, the coaches that are, you know, talking to the kids, there's a good chance they may not be here next year. So if
That's
I'm the
right.
kid, I'm like, I don't know why you talk to me, coach.
You recruit them for the next place you're going.
Yeah. So anyway, it's sort of a bizarre deal. It's happening, you know, all over the place, and there are going to be some more of those maybe in the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, give us the update on how I know we've had a lot of decommitments over the last, you know, four weeks. Where do we stand now?
Yeah, kind of a weird week this week. Baz had another decommitment followed by a recommitment. Now, I'm not sure I've ever seen a recommitment at a time when Arkansas is looking for actively in a coaching search. You don't see that too often. You always see the decommitments. That's nothing new.
Right.
That's always expected. All of these have been, you know, we have to write a story about them. They do move traffic. People are still interested in recruiting, so people still care about it. Even though they sometimes say they don't care anymore, they're still clicking those things. So I tell you that to say this, man. They're probably still going to lose a few more, from this current thing. There's probably going to be a total reset unless Bobby can get this thing going and patch it up towards the final stretch here. But, yeah, earlier this week, man, I want to tell you about Ari Slocum. It is a very unique deal here, Baz. This kid committed early on, I want to say in January, stayed committed until September 30th, I want to say. Of course, that was two or three days after they let go of Sam Pittman and Bobby fired everybody on defense. And then, you know, this kid doesn't have anybody currently recruiting him. You know, the interim defensive staff is doing what they can. You're recruiting to the university without a guarantee that you're going to even be there next year.
Yeah.
So a little bit weird on this one. He did recommit. Ari Slocum, he's 6'3", 325, a defensive tackle out of Farmerville, Louisiana. So somewhat local, came back to campus last week for that loss against Auburn, and maybe he saw, you know, hey, I can get on the field if this thing works out for Bobby. He's taking a little bit of a risk himself, I'm sure, but maybe the kid sees a path to get on the field, you know, somewhat quickly at Arkansas.
Yeah, it's the whole thing still is almost, I just don't even know how it works at all. You're taking the visit there, and, you know, if Bobby Petrino talks to me, he said, listen, you know, this is a great place. I can hear him saying, because he's thinking he may be the coach, but
sure.
If I'm the kid, I'm going, coach, you may not even be here.
That's right.
And so just a weird, bizarre kind of deal. And I was going to ask you real quick, now, is everything ironed out? Is it official that we've gone to one transfer portal window? And what are the dates on that again?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. We have settled on a 15-day transfer window that will begin January 2nd.
Okay.
So initially, Baz, when this started coming about and we all started talking about moving it to a one-time window, the initial date was a 10-day set, right?
Yeah.
It was January 2nd through the 12th.
Okay.
Well, I think ultimately they said, let's give them a few more days to flip about five or six different times within that 2 week stretch.
What are the dates again,
days.
Danny? You said, what are they?
January 2nd through the 15th.
2nd through the 16th.
So, and that's obviously a lineup with the academic calendar, right?
Yeah, as best as it can. See, that's the, that's the one you can't. There's no wiggle room, and they're never going to budge with that. So there's never going to be a perfect window that it can fall in, really, unless you really want to push it out to post spring before everybody can make any moves. That's the only way to get it out of the season and still get guys in before the new semester begins.
Because we have a lot of, well, not a lot, but there's, I think at that point, there are probably 4 to 8 teams left in the college football playoff. So teams will be preparing for games and still having to try to get guys in the portal.
Yeah, that's a disadvantage, obviously, for those those teams. And then when is National Signing Day?
Yeah, so that's the first Wednesday in December. So that's sneaking up on us pretty quickly here, Baz. And you know, we could talk about some of these dates. That entire first week, let's just focus on that for now. And then here in a few weeks, we'll get into the later parts of that month. But for right now, think about December 1st through the 7th. That's going to be a dead period. That means no on-campus or in-person recruiting can happen of any sort. So we're not going to be talking about transfers. So let's assume that maybe November 30th, December 1st, that Monday there, you get a new coach in there. That entire first week, he can't go out.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be in the office. They're going to be, I'm sure, meeting the new his new team. They're going to be trying to hire a staff, that sort of thing. And they will be recruiting. Now, this doesn't mean you can't call kids and talk on the phone and arrange visits that will come later in that month or even in January if you can get them to hold off. But whoever it is, they're going to have to get right to work on that Sunday, that Monday, even Tuesday, because December 3rd is signing day. Now, I'm not, you know, we've kind of all lost a little bit of interest in high school recruiting and you know, in the grand scheme of things, where does that really put you in terms of what the new coach has next year? Probably doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. We're all going to be focused on that January 2nd through the 16th. That's where it's going to be for him, but yeah, you still got to add depth. You got to get future depth. So that initial class is still important. It's going to be interesting. Can he come in and flip some of these in-state guys? We failed to mention Danny Beal, the number one player in the state, coming over for a visit this weekend. You know, he recently decommitted from Oklahoma State. You got Ole Miss up there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. That's right.
So even he's given Arkansas another look without a permanent head coach in place so far.
The top five high school recruits have committed to other schools, out-of-state schools, correct? Even though this guy just decommitted. But the top five, correct? Okay. And then, last thing, too, I do want to thank H.J. Trailer Sales, training the gang over there. I think we're going to be at his place soon, aren't we, Raj? I was thinking we're going to be at his
place. Be nice.
I was going to ask, so you got rid of 2 transfer portal windows. Is you still just have 1 high school? We don't have anything in February anymore, right? We just have the one in December, right?
No, they still have the follow-up.
They're still
doing
that.
And that's important. That's important too, Baz, as we talk about this high school class and some of these in-state guys. Now, look, it may not move the needle in a huge way for 2026, right? But I think we all agree the future depth still is important. It's going to be important for him to try to salvage this thing. It's currently ranked 71st or 72nd overall in the country. You don't worry so much about that in November or October, but at some point here in the next 5-6 weeks, that's going to matter, you know, and it's really going to matter over the next 2 or 3 years. So they got to try to salvage that thing, the high school class. And I think they can. You know, if you get the top 3 guys in the state, if you can get those guys to flip or at least wait until February to sign, and then you get them in February, you're talking about 30 spots that you jump with just 3 guys right there.
So, but let me ask you this. So you could commit, if I'm a high school guy, you commit in December. Can I change my deal and say I'm in February and say I'm going someplace else?
Oh, man. You'd have to get into a waiver and you would need a coaching change. Can do it. We just, you know, we watch every week this Ashton Bethel Roman, wide receiver down at A&M. You know, he signed with Arkansas.
Okay.
And, you know, Kenny Guyton took the job at Wisconsin, I believe, the wide receiver coach. And Ashton got out of that signed letter of intent that he had just signed in December.
Interesting.
And by January, he was on A&M's campus. So it can be done, but typically, it requires some type of coaching.
I guess there'd be some incentive to sign now because it could give you flexibility that you might not have down the line, right, Danny? If you sign for any interim coach, could you flip if they ultimately don't sign that coach to be the next head coach?
Well, you know, there's a difference in signing and committing. So technically, they're not losing anything right now by staying committing.
Right.
But by signing, technically, I don't know. They're taking a risk there, buddy. I mean, from a timing standpoint, you know, with the final game being November 29th, signing day being December 3rd, boy, they'd be taking quite a risk to go ahead and hold on there. I think we'll have the answer before then.
Danny, are you going to be at the game Saturday?
You know what? I'm not. Trey's got me sitting out on this one, so I think Kevin and Connor will represent.
Something going on? Are you getting a little bit too much press? Is that what it is?
You know what? The rut is going on, so I appreciate Biddy letting you know.
Is it because you started your own little after game thing called the Rolling Stroll?
Yeah. Is there talk around the office, Danny, about the historic run that Trey Biddy is currently on? Yeah,
we don't talk about it. Talk about it. Big time that he is right now. He's on this crazy trajectory, and we don't talk about it.
Yeah, he is going. I've never heard him get so spicy. He just sort of lost it, man.
Yeah. He's fired up.
I try to film him. When I'm down on the field, I try to get him on film, walking around and extending this thing.
Really, he's really stomping. I mean, he's, I'm trying to find the word for it.
He's noticing hot dogs.
He's cussed a little bit. I count the most I've gotten was 5, but I try to. It's a drinking game. For everybody I know, that when he goes, "All right, that's it," how many times he says that before he actually leaves.
One of my favorite parts of being at a game, I always sit right next to Biddy, right in front of Baz down below. My favorite thing to do is when Arkansas is getting killed, I'll look over and I'll say, "Trey, what are you going to say today?"
That's the way to fire him
up. These people?
It's a fantastic deal. Listen, when he gets on here, when you get old people in Sutherland, you get you a barn dominium. He'll start talking about that. He'll say something where he gets real upset about the hogs. You go, "You know what? I don't even know what the hell's going on with them anymore. There's $13 hot dogs being wasted. But if you need a barn dominium, give Sutherland's a go." Just goes right into it.
All right, Danny. Have a great weekend. Good luck, buddy. We'll talk to you next
week. Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks to HJ Trailer Sales.
Yeah, we'll be there in a couple, 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, Roger, when we come back, we'll try to squeeze in a little Justin Moore. Finish the lyric brought to you by Honda.
Listen, I'm going to have to dig in the backwoods to find this one.
Yeah, I tell you, speaking of backwoods, that's where Danny West is going to be, and that's where you may be if you want to win the Finish the Lyric contest.
You might need some backwoods off spray if you if you haven't. I don't know where I'm going.
All right, do not go away.
Devil woman.
I want to get away, woman. Let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman. Devil woman,
hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bathfitter. I've been working with Bathfitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bathfitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bathfitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathfitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Crisp, refreshing with just 2.6 carbs and only 95 calories. Brewed for those who never settle. Enjoy responsibly. DG Yuengling and Son, Pottsville, PA.
Spread across 5 states, Centennial Bank upholds our commitment to the communities we serve. Through our support of businesses and families, our tradition of being a good corporate neighbor is one of our top priorities. Through education and support, partnership with our dedicated employees, shareholders, and local boards, and superior customer service, one family and business at a time, we are proud to help our communities thrive. Because that's what being a good neighbor is all about. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Store here in Sherwood. Today, I want to talk to you and ask you to consider us for your automotive needs. First, we have a family atmosphere. My grandson, Sam Fletcher, is there every day, along with Zippy, our GM, and an outstanding sales team. We're a family, and that's how we want to treat our customers. Our service department is excellent. We even have loaner cars for customers who buy from us. We don't have loaner cars from buy somewhere else. When it comes to pricing, we put our prices on the windshield. You don't have to find a salesman to ask for a price. Everyone gets the lowest price. We check the internet and we compare the same make and models at all of our competitions. You always get the best deal at Fletcher Dodge. And all of our pre-owned vehicles come with a free warranty. Yes, I did say that. Folks, my goal for 36 years is for you to know us and trust us and know that we value you, our customer. Come see us in person on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop us online at FletcherDeals.com.
At Edwards Food Giant, they know your family is important, and they also know that your time and convenience is as well. So why not take advantage of their heat and eat items in their deli department? Those famous Edwards Food Giant signature dishes with many of the same entrees and recipes that are served daily in the hot bar. All ready to take home and serve to your family tonight. And it can all be found at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant Deli. This week's special is orange chicken for only $7.49 per pound, paired with vegetable fried rice for just $4.99 per pound.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph Motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Sunning Evo Special Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evil Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Hey, it's Craig O'Neill. Looking forward again to a school year of reading stories to kids and getting me all over the state of Arkansas to schools everywhere, my GV80, Jenny from Genesis of Conway. And they've got a great story, a huge selection of pre-owned trade-ins, low mileage, terrific low prices, and top of the line. It's a story with a happy ending for you at Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Each week this football season, treat your ears to the vocal stylings of Roger Scott and his Razorback Song of the Week. Brought to you by Dr. Jimmy Tucker with Ortho Arkansas. A brand new song every week. And some of them are funny. It's Roger's Razorback Song of the Week from Dr. Jimmy Tucker with Ortho Arkansas. Ortho for all.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Justin Moore has sold more than 20 million albums, but this country star is ready to challenge you to finish the lyric. Brought to you by Honda of Russellville, where you can check out the new Honda Mud Pro Series ATVs or Goldwing trikes at HondaOfRussellville.com.
Yeah, the number one Honda power sports dealer in Arkansas, the third largest in the United States, so I go by and tell him you heard us talking about him on Morning Mayhem.
That thing shifted on me, Josh.
It shifted,
and it made me delete the end spot block or whatever it was, or whatever it is that goes right after the last song. If you know, right, very good.
All right, what are we playing for, Joshy?
Let's play for some tickets to go see Chicago.
All right.
Wow. Chicago. Hey, is Chuck Gatlin here, or does he take his prize money?
He's okay. Me right now.
All right. Again, we're giving you the hint. Roger's giving you the hint on the Justin Moore song.
You make it sound like we're rigging this thing, and I'm
it's
not
like you're from the backwoods or something.
Well, you know what? Because I tell you, we needed some of that. So where were we when I needed some of that backwoods off? Where were we? Oh, we were at the golf tournament.
That's right.
For those what you call them, morning gnats.
No, is that what I call it? Grass gnats.
Grass gnats. He said grass gnats.
661-1037 is the number. Chicago tickets and I don't know what else.
Why are we adding something else?
Because you know what? That's what we do on this show.
How about we give you $10 to Boudreaux?
What?
We give you $10 gift certificate. That way you go to Boudreaux's, grab you a couple of Gator Bites, and then head on down to Chicago.
Easy money.
I hate it when we do that.
Well, then don't do it.
Why do you hate it?
Don't do it.
Downstairs, I'm like that.
Who's that? Who's downstairs?
I've been told not to give away more than one thing together at once.
Whoa! Who's told you that? Listen, tell him to tell us that. Listen, we're running the show. Tell them that we don't need to hear through them. Tell them that somebody's got a problem, they can call us.
Have they never heard of Showcase Showdown when you get both prizes?
Come on. Boo.
Look, guys, I got no problem. We're stacked.
You know what we're doing? Who's stacked?
This is just a bonus. This is a bonus ad by Roger.
Bonus ad.
Come on.
You know what? Put yourself down for one, Josh.
Thank you.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. You got Breeders' Cup going on today. Yeah. You got football tonight. You got baseball tonight. And you got football tomorrow.
Obviously. You got Halloween tonight.
Oh, my
gosh. Come on, what's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
661-1037. Look up the lyrics to Backwoods. Call real quick and sing the song.
Do you think kids don't make it to your door because the deer take them down before they get to your doorstep?
You know what? Hey, how crazy would it be to give away deer corn?
Joe Klein took a couple of bags yesterday from Family Market.
Yeah, well, that would be a cool prank to where the kid comes up and you just pour in deer corn in his den. And, sir, what's that? Steer corn, boy. go back and eat your get that. Listen, that's the best candy you can eat. You don't need candy corn. You need deer corn.
Where's your mama?
Well, it's just like the guy who, there's always a guy in the neighborhood. That's the guy who gives you the apple.
Well, and we were talking about with that candy corn, you hating on the bougie candy corn. And then Qual's busting out a sack going, Roger, we're talking about a variety candy corn. Qual's, we're talking about the candy corn that when you went down to Prospect Avenue or Travista Ride in Hot Springs, they reached into their bag of candy corn and gave you loose candy corn. You ate it.
Dave, we didn't worry about it.
No, we didn't worry about it. Mark, are you there? Mark.
I am.
All right, buddy, here we go. I'm going to play this song.
Make yourself a winner. Let's go.
When I stop it, I want you to pick up and keep on singing for a line or two, all right?
All right.
This is some country right here.
Mount Miles. You can smell the country stank on this.
Mount Miles.
Mount Miles.
In a gun rack, hanging in the back glass, book knife on my belt, ain't no lamp for sale. Around here, yeah. Red clay country mud, sipping on a cold bud, blue tick coon hound. You know where I found
out in the backwoods, down in the holler, out in the backwoods. Working hard for a dollar.
Hey, that's outstanding. Very nice. Good job. Attaboy,
good
Mark.
Job, Mark.
Attaboy, you got a pair of tickets to Chicago and a $10 gift card to Boudreaux's Grill and Bar on Maumelle Boulevard in North Little Rock, buddy. And that is compliments of
Honda of Russellville.
Thank you very much.
Good job there, Mark. Well done, buddy.
Way to go, Mark. Hold on, Josh. Going to get your info, brother.
Remember, it's HondaOfRussellville.com, the number one Honda power sports dealer in the state of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Third largest in the U.S. 50 years of the open road with the Honda of Russellville, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Honda Gold Wing. So go by and see them, yes. Boy, I tell you, when you look at that video of Justin Moore, he's skinny.
He's got
long hair.
Yeah.
He looks completely. That had to be, you know, his first couple years of doing it.
Yeah.
And he's got some country twang on that one, man.
You could smell the baby powder on him.
And back then, Kate allowed him to have girls in the video.
I don't think he's allowed
to do that anymore.
Well, again, he was still putting Johnson baby lotion on him. He was so soft.
Think about it, he had no kids back then. He was just
that
in the
we
game.
Know of.
Yeah. And this is Queen that we found out yesterday. One of our own salespeople that got to see in Memphis for $7.
South Coliseum,
1980, I think.
How about that?
Now that would be a great memory. Just like seeing Elvis. How cool would it have been?
You know what?
He never
I never had that opportunity to do that. Now, I don't know if I'd have done it because I had the opportunity to see a lot of other people, and I didn't do it either. We did go see Paul McCartney.
Found out that he did. I don't know if he played a concert in Panama City, but he went to those old bars in Panama City.
You're right,
guitar man.
Because he's a guitar man.
All right, got a packed last hour of the show. Happy Halloween, everybody. Let's go.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Looking for a trailer repair? Need a new truck bed? HJ Trailer Sales has you covered. We're also your one-stop shop for Iron Bull, Good Guys, Hillsboro Trailers, and yes, Hart Trailers. We've even got them too. Family owned and operated, we're the most trusted trailer store in the state with tons of financing options to fit your budget. Come see why everyone rolls with HJ Trailer Sales. HJ Trailer Sales, built on trust, driven by quality. Visit hjtrailersales.com or stop by today.
Deer season is here. At Fort Thompson, buy any Black Savage Access 2 for $419.90 and get a free Bushnell Trophy scope and rings. Also at Fort Thompson, the Savage 110 Trail Hunter and Trail Hunter Lite for $80 off. Fort Thompson and Sherwood.
Serious injuries happen every day.
If it happens to you, don't wait. Dial 8.
Dial 8 for Rainwater, Holton, Sexton.
888-8888.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
We've got you covered, Arkansas.
Get in the conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on Morning Mayhem by Central Arkansas Truck and Trailer.